In Ham Lake, Minnesota, I'm Nikki Tundell. As the leader of a non-denominational church, Pastor Joe Penrose follows the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Let us not provoke people to faith. Let us be kind and loving.
But he's also a disciple of John Wayne, Hollywood's iconic cowboy.
And any man that doesn't want to cooperate, I'll make him wish he hadn't been born.
You know, when he said something, he meant it, and you need to follow me, and I'm going to do the right thing, and this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it. And it was very matter-of-fact, and let's get her done. And that's really the old cowboy way.
Penrose is the senior pastor at Open Range Cowboy Church.
Amen! Amen.
Here, the Old West and the New Testament go hand in hand. The altar is adorned with wagon wheels, the pulpit is fashioned from horseshoes, and the pastor gives his sermons in boots and a cowboy hat.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Praise the Lord! A little weak, but next one will be better.
Pastor Joe and his wife Linda launched the church in 2009.
Pastor Joe grew up in the country and with horses, and he has a cowboy's heart. That's how it became a cowboy-focused church.
Open Range started with a congregation of six. On this day, about 100 people fill the sanctuary. Some don Stetsons, others sport bolo ties.
Be kind to one another, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you.
Open Range prides itself on being plain spoken. It's that no-nonsense style that keeps people coming back.
They relate to the everyday people.
I love coming here because you feel more free. You don't have to be so solemn.
Yeehaw! That's what I think. Yeehaw!
Once a month, the service is followed by a family potluck. There's almost always an abundance of deviled eggs and Rice Krispie bars. But, says Linda, there was one odd Sunday when the buffet was less than bountiful.
One time we didn't have a lot, and I'm serious, it's like Jesus blessed the food and it multiplied. Our meatloaf went on forever.
Given all the boots and hats, you might assume you're in cattle country. But Open Range is less than 30 miles from downtown Minneapolis. It's at the end of a strip mall, a Subway on one side, a Burger King on the other. Some churchgoers, like Calvin Jacobson, grew up around horses.
Started riding when I was about 5 years old.
Then there are those like Kenneth Aaron Warfield, whose closest connection to the Wild West was singing country songs at a karaoke bar.
Last time I wore a cowboy hat, I think I was 6 years old.
In the pastor's office, images of Jesus hang next to headshots of John Wayne. There's a triangle dinner bell where other churches might place an organ. Then there are the baptisms.
Count to three, we're going back in the water.
In front of the altar, there's a large aluminum tub.
Horse trough, I think.
Is it called a horse trough? Horse?
I don't know. You might want to ask Pastor that one. I think it's called a horse trough.
On a farm or ranch, a horse trough holds drinking water for horses.
One.
Here, it's used for full immersion baptisms.
I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And with that,
happy trails.
Happy trails.
There's a huge banner on the wall. It reads, "Come as you are, leave changed." Pastor Joe sees lots of transformations. There are those who once shunned religion, but now never miss a service. And there are those who've never ridden a horse, but have started embracing cowboy couture.
And they might come for, a couple, two, 3 months, and then all of a sudden, one day, they'll have a cowboy hat on or cowboy boots or maybe jeans or whatever. They just feel like they kind of want to get into the whole theme.
The Spirit of Jesus Christ fills this church, says Pastor Joe Penrose. And the essence of John Wayne? That's here as well.
There's right and there's wrong. You got to do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. Do the other, and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
For KFAI, I'm Nikki Tundell.